Welcome back to Dave's Gone By on this new year show. Well, it's already post new year, isn't it? But one of the things I wanted to do in this first week of the new year on the Dave's Gone By show is to get it off on a positive foot, because there's going to be, Lord knows, enough time for negativity and misery in the 51 weeks that lie before us. So, but it's a new year, so let's be happy about it. And I found someone who takes things from a happy, positive stance, which is something I don't often do. And she does it in a way that is proactive, in a sense. Now, we're all bombarded by news and negative stuff and the bad news and the stock market and the ecology and the economy and Iraq and all that. And it's all, hopefully, it's mostly true and necessary. But it is much of a muchness. And when you compound that with all the stuff about what the celebrities are doing and what they look at, what they look like without makeup and what they look like when they've had 25 beers, it really compounds a situation that may not be quite as negative as we're perceiving it. So a woman named Jerry Wiese-Korbly decided to do something about it, something positive, and yet something that isn't, you know, sugary sweet and kind of ooky. It's actually just a darned nice idea. And Jerry is with us in the neighborhood to tell us what that idea is. Hey, Jerry.
Hey, Dave.
How you doing? Happy New Year.
Thanks. Good to be here.
So, what was your idea?
Well, I used to work in Washington, D.C. in the news business.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I asked myself one day, why isn't there any good news shows? I was in TV news. And I thought, you know, there's got to be a niche for good news. And my colleagues firmly told me that good news doesn't sell, and so I didn't bring it up again, but I really didn't buy it, because at the time, Oprah was getting big with her Angel Network, and there were other examples. Reader's Digest was number one, and they have hero stories, and Parade Magazine has always got the inspiring. I said, why not? But I did leave news, the news business, after about 10 years, and I went home to raise kids. And that's when the World Wide Web hit, and I thought, here's my chance. I'm going to create the Good News Network. And so I did.
Now, one thing I have to say is about 10, maybe 15 years ago, actually more, I was, you know, trolling through the TV Guide, which we used to get back in the times,
yeah,
when there weren't 3,000 channels, just say 30. And I would see once a week on some channel a show called Good News. And I was like, whoa! It struck me back then. What a nice idea. And it was something like 15 minutes long. And I'm like, they would just spend 15 minutes telling good news about things that were going on. And I only learned after trying to tune in that their idea of good news was the fact that Jesus had risen.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's got to be sort of confusing to you, because
yes,
if people Google or try and find even your thing,
well,
it's,
that's,
you know.
Well, that's the nice thing is, yeah, if you do Google, and a lot of people, they get just downright depressed someday. You know, one day they'll come around and they'll just, they've had enough of news, and they just Google good news. And I'm really, you know, thrilled and fortunate that I am number one. You get 170 million search results, and a lot of Christian sites come up right near the top.
Yeah.
But I'm number one because I've been around so long and so many websites link to me. Because it's such a great idea and it's such a great site.
And because your good news is not tied in any way, shape, or form to any religious belief.
No, I was literally, yeah, I was around when the cable news network started, and it was just named after, you know, sort of after that, GNN instead of CNN, the good news network, yeah.
Oh, that's right. I didn't get that. GNN, of course. I didn't even get that.
Well, for lack of a better, I tried to come up with another name. But I'm glad I stuck with that,
yeah,
even though there is a Christian connotation, because so many people write to me and say, I thought of doing a good news network. They all call it that.
Well,
so
let me ask
natural.
You, where do you get the news from?
Oh, my goodness. Well, the two biggest broadcasters or news services that have a lot of good news are Associated Press. They have stringers all over the country, and they're finding the rescues, the heroes, the, you know, the reunions, all this kind of really good stuff. And Christian Science Monitor has always got good news stories of things happening around the world. But I tell you, I've become a magnet for it after even doing it a couple of years. I see so much. My files are full of stories I haven't even put up. I generally just put up the most compelling stuff because I just don't have enough hands to put all the good news that you actually have out there.
Well, here's a question then. I'm going to put this in a way that sounds nasty, but it's actually a literal question. What gives you the right to post these stories? In the sense of, how are you able to post the AP stories? Or do you pay a fee?
I would like to eventually pay a licensing fee for AP, but no, I just link to their stories on other sites. Usually the MSNBC site, they carry a lot of the AP stories. There's also now some services that where they embed the ad in the story, and then they give it to you for free, and you put it on your site. And so a lot of my stories, you see the story written there, you can read it. It's like a flash code. And I mean, you can read the story, and then there's an ad next to it. And that's a new system that's working quite well for me.
So you don't mind having the ads, because the stories are coming in free, and if people click, they click.
Mm-hmm.
So is there any content that you pay for, or it's all just coming to you and your basic job is to sort through it, but it's all free?
There used to be a service, it's out of Vermont, called the American News Service, and I did pay for that. And they would put out weekly stories of positive solution-oriented stories, and they had investigative journalists that would put these long stories together. And they're still in the archives of my site because they went out of business.
Oh.
And so I know a lot of people say that good news doesn't sell, but I just think it hasn't been done in the right way yet.
Hmm.
So, the question of paying. Well, we write a lot of our own stories, too.
Wait, who's we, first of all?
Well, I write most of them, but I do feature columns from other authors.
Oh.
Positive psychology is a movement in this country that's growing, and a lot of the people, the practitioners, they write articles, and I feature them, such as 7 Steps to Be Happier that you can take right now or in the next hour, something like that.
Also, they're not so much news stories. Those are already human interest kind of feature things.
I put them in the inspired section. I have an opinions section, and so I put those types of stories in there. There are a lot of how to be happy and how to be grateful and those kind of, and they're very popular on my site.
Okay. Liz, I'll bet you there was one news story this week that I'll bet you makes your website. Did you hear about the window washer?
Oh, yeah, it's on there.
I figure. Yeah. I mean, now, is that a good news story? Because, you know, his brother died.
Well, no, I think it is. And I would put that under inspired. I think those kinds of stories, they inspire us to believe that, you know, and to not be afraid of accidents, really, literally. I mean, kids fall from, you know, third-story windows, or, I mean, people have fallen out of planes and live, you know. So, I mean, in other words, it inspires you to believe that you can actually live through any accident. It's kind of, you know, I do. I think it's inspiring.
Okay. I mean, he may walk again. I guess it also depends how you would treat that story. You could also treat the story as, my gosh, this guy with family and whatever, a life, and he's doing his job, and he falls out a window and may never walk again. And then you sort of see the positive side at the very end. Doctors say he may walk again.
Well, you know, he was up, and he was chatting.
He was grabbing at the nurses.
Yep, and I think that, you know, a lot of people can get in a car accident outside their door. I mean, they don't have to be, you know, a window washer to have something horrible, big accident happen to them, but I do like the stories that, and I do feature stories about people with huge disabilities, brain tumor, or, you know, they lost all their limbs, and yet they're out there being really inspirational. They've become a motivational speaker in one case.
Well, see, if I lost all my limbs, I'd be stumped, you know, but I don't know what that means. We're talking with Jerry Weiss.
He's very funny, too, the guy that lost all his limbs. He's just hysterical.
Is he really?
Constantly, yeah.
Okay.
makes jokes of his own, you know, self, and he kids the audience. He shows them how he can answer the phone.
How?
He flips it. He has one little flipper. That's all he has, and he flips up the phone and he grabs it with his shoulder.
Wow, and I thought he'd just have to get by on charm. Whoa, that's so cool.
He has a lot of it, don't you?
Oh, my gosh. You know, that's neat, actually.
Yeah. There's a video on the site. You can, you know, Google it.
Is there really a video of this guy?
Gosh, there's a video of him on my website.
Wow.
His name is Nick. Go to my site and search under Nick, N-I-C-K, and he's an Australian.
Nick the Australian,
yeah.
Is it quadriplegic? Is that the word that they use?
Because
he doesn't have quadriplegic,
yeah,
means the limbs aren't working.
Quadriplegic, yeah. I use in the wheelchair bound.
Yeah, I don't
know. No arms, it's called No Arms, No Legs, No Worries.
God, I love it.
Australian Nick Vujicic was born without but today is a motivational speaker. Yeah, so just search for Nick on my site. It's the first one that comes up.
Whoa.
No worries.
No worries. Well, yeah, on a story like that, okay, I guess it can take a really positive attitude about it. Now, Jerry Weiss Corbley, we're talking with her about her site, goodnewsnetwork.org, where she compiles solely good or positive or inspirational news. And you started, how long ago? Was it 99?
97. My 10th anniversary was in August.
But you took a break.
Yes, I did.
What happened?
I got into politics. I just was smitten by the Dean for America campaign, and like so many others, left their lives and their families to go to Iowa and Wisconsin and other places and campaign for him. But so there was a point where I couldn't do both at once. And so I said, I'm going to take a sabbatical. And it turned out really good for my readers, although some were really moaning, you know, saying, this is not good news.
Yeah, it was bad news.
but it turns out that I learned all kinds of, all about technology, about blogging and how to do a meetup, use the meetup website, social networking sites, just all kinds of things in the Dean campaign that I then took after Terry lost. And I worked, once Dean dropped out, I worked to register Democrats.
Oh, so you didn't just... See, I would have been completely upset and the hell with politics after the whole Dean thing. I mean,
I wasn't, and because I thought for sure we were going to win. Even up until election night, I was convinced that Kerry would win.
Oh.
So I really was crushed. I mean, I was grieving. But within, I guess, 2 months, I went to a positive world change conference and was inspired to recreate a website. So this fancy site that has the, content management software is what I learned about, where you could put daily stories up, and it's real easy. So I paid someone, I got a few $1,000 together, and paid someone to redo my site so I could really get to work on it. And so it ended up being good news for my readers.
I am kind of curious, again, going towards the nuts and bolts thing, because I have a couple of websites of my own and struggling to keep updating them and have them have people work on the back end and to pay them. Where's your money coming from? In other words, you took a year and a half to go campaign for Dean. How'd you eat?
Well, I'm married and my husband works in television.
Uh-huh.
He's got a good job. And,
okay.
And so he has really been supporting. He calls it my vocation, my hobby. I made a serious commitment like about a year ago to start thinking about the business aspect. I said, that's it. I've been doing my community service for 10 years. Now I need to turn it into a business. And I said that I want to be the first one that actually proves that good news sells. So that's my new mission.
And how is that going? I mean, you obviously don't have to give dollars and cents, but are you getting sponsors and paid advertisers and that kind of thing?
Well, it's a slow process. But I am working on some various ways. I just manufactured some T-shirts and bumper stickers in December. So I'm that's the back end, as they call it.
Right.
And I started doing teleseminars in September, and I call it you can go to greatmentoring.com, and I do the Great Mentors teleseminars. So I figured I know a lot of great coaches and great people, and I'm going to help people to live a better life. So not only good news, but success, good health, and tips from coaches. So I'm doing free teleseminars, and I'm going to work on selling the CDs on the back end. Eventually, get a set of 6 CDs from these teleseminars and sell those.
But I'm assuming that your site, at least in the near future, is going to remain a free site. It's not going to be a subscription content.
Well, I actually might charge for the site a small amount of fee per month. I might experiment with that because of the server. I didn't believe how much more server space you need when you just have,
well, we start adding video alone.
50,000 people coming, in a month. I serve almost 500,000 pages a month.
Jeez.
And that's I didn't know how expensive it was going to be. I had to upgrade my servers in December. And so now it costs more. So I might experiment. And really, a lot of people said I shouldn't do it, but I might just go see how it works.
Okay.
Something like $7 a month or something.
And one thing, I'm kind of curious, over all of, let's say, last year, since we are at the beginning of the new year, aside from old Stumpy Nick, who's already my favorite story of the day, were there any one or two of your very, very favorite news stories of last year?
Well, I was surprised by the story of an oil company doing a really great thing. And that is a company called Murphy Oil Corporation. They provide all the gasoline for Sam's Club and stuff down south.
Huh.
They decided that they would pay college tuition for every high schooler in their hometown of El Dorado, Arkansas, for 20 years. And 4 years of college tuition paid for every high schooler that comes out of that high school. And they announced it to a packed auditorium in the high school, and it was just such a great story. And since then, the Today Show has done actually another, they did an update a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And there's a family, they got a family that moved there because of this. They have 4 kids, and they said we wouldn't be able to afford college, so they moved to El Dorado, Arkansas.
Are there any other industries or businesses in El Dorado?
Well, that was one of the
town?
Purposes, is to make it a place where people come instead of a place where people leave from.
Interesting. Okay. How about one more?
Well, I really liked a shark story I heard. In November, there was a guy swimming off, a surfer, off California coast, and he was being attacked by a great white shark.
Uh-huh.
And suddenly, a pod of dolphins came to his rescue and escorted him to shore.
Now that is cool.
I love that.
That is so wicked cool.
Oh man, you know I bet your readers would like this. I have the top 10 pet stories of the year.
Ooh, okay.
And those, the shark didn't even make it because, the dolphins weren't pets. But those are really cool, the top 10 pet stories. I mean, there was a golden retriever that gave his owner the Heimlich maneuver and saved her. The piece of food came popping out of her mouth as he jumped on her chest.
As long as he wasn't giving her the Heimlich maneuver in a very bad way. All right, yeah. I don't know what that means.
The cat who saved the family from poisonous fumes.
Oh.
They couldn't smell it, but the cat could, and she wouldn't stop until they got out of the house.
Yeah, you hear those every once in a while. You do hear those stories on the news now and then. I mean, they don't disregard cute pet stories like that.
Yeah.
But it's nice to have them all in one place. Like,
that's why I like the Good News Network, is because there's not a terrific shortage of good news if you add up all the good news that's done around the country in a week. But it's hard to find, and you have to wade through, what I wanted to provide is an uplift, literally a dose, an injection of uplift when you're needing it. And so you can go there and people who come for the first time could be on it for days because there are so many stories that are so interesting, and they never go out of style. If you're all upset about global warming, you should see the amount of things being done this past year to help in that fight.
Huh.
That would be the Earth section of the website. You go there and just, ease your fears.
No, I do have one question for you. It's an awful question, and not even sure I want to ask it, but I have to sort of keep coming back to it. As you said, you started the site in 1997, and then you took the break for the 2000 election campaign.
Mm-hmm.
But in the week or so of September 11th, could you even put up just goods? I mean, what did you do?
That's a good question, Dave. You know, it's interesting. I was driving with my son, and I said, of course, I didn't have the daily site up, so it was hard to put stuff up anyway. But I was in the car, and I said to my son, you know, I wasn't like a lot of artists, like musicians and stuff. There's no sense in what I'm doing. It means nothing. Why am I doing this? Good news, you know. Oh, when the world is so troubled. And Jack said that, you know, Mom, they need you more than ever now. And when I checked the stats of my website, there was such a spike on that day. On 9/11 and 9/12, I had the most visitors I had ever had. So, you know, I guess that it really is needed in the worst of times. But there's a special website, a newsletter that I invite everybody to come and download that's free on the site. At the bottom of the site, you'll see links and resources.
Uh-huh.
And I give away my September 11th commemorative newsletter. And you can see all the stories that I put out after that happened. There's so many good news stories that come out of tragedy, out of crisis.
Well, people who survived, you know, yeah.
That's when the heroes emerge. And it's so heartwarming to read the stories of people around the country and what they did.
Mm, okay. I see where you're going. I got it. Okay, makes sense.
Yeah.
And you know, as I said, I think it's a really neat idea. And I'm also thrilled that, again, it's not tied to religious or Democrat, Republican. It's, although I guess you do have somewhat liberal tendencies. I would have to imagine those are sort of there. But it's divorced on a certain level from politics and all that kind of stuff. It's just about making people a little bit happy with positive things that they can read about that are true things that are going on. And as you said, they just give us a little lift.
Yeah, I mean, really, Christians would feel as comfortable as anyone there, or Republicans, although I did put an op-ed piece up the day of before the caucuses. This is the only time I've written about politics since the Dean campaign. So I did talk about the hope. I said I dare, it's called Daring to Hope, because I really dared not to hope that,
So I assume you're an Obama.
Yes, I am.
Got it.
But, like you said, I stayed away. I didn't even look at a debate this year. I didn't even look at a speech or hear a speech. And that day I was driving somewhere, and I heard Obama start to speak on a channel, and I stopped, and I listened. And that's what made me write the story.
Well, cool.
It was very hopeful.
Well, it's the prerogative. It's your website, you know, and you're
and
the editor.
It's an op-ed. I mean, everybody does op-ed.
Yeah. And anyway, it's been a lift for us to be able to talk to Jerry Weiss-Corbly. Again, she's the founder and the editor of GoodNewsNetwork.org. Jerry, great having you in the neighborhood.
And Dave, if your listeners want an uplift sent to their email, to their inbox every week, we have a free newsletter, the Top 10 Good News of the Week.
All they have to do is...
latest edition just went out tonight.
So they just have to go to the website and opt in for that.
Yeah, just a little to subscribe. It's there. There's you don't have to log in as a user or anything. There's a subscribe to the newsletter, and it's a free. It comes out the top 10 good news of the week.
Well,
and they can enjoy that.
Well, it's been great news talking to you.
Well, good, Dave. I hope that keeps you warm for a few days at least.
Thanks, Jerry.
All right, Dave. Take care.